Okay. Good morning, Rav Mosai. Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph in the middle. Obviously, there's a lot to say about first of all about Shkita Ksafim. We have to just start someplace, and then over the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to talk about everything that intrigues us, right? Tikkun Olam. Is there more to the Tikkun Olam than it says right here? We will get to. Shemitah Ksafim, what the nature of Shemitah Ksafim before anyone made it to kind of Prozbul, we'll get to. But let's start from the Gemara. Hillel Hitkin Prozbul, the Gemara. The Mishnah says Hillel Hitkin Prozbul, they Tikkun Olam, right? The fourth and fifth prokim of Maseches Gittin, it starts with a takana they made regarding attending a get because of Tikkun Olam, and then gets into a tangent, and the fourth and fifth prokim Maseches Gittin. Gets into all kinds of non-gittin sugyas, everything that was nakana mishum tikkun olam, and one of them is Prozbul. This is the main sugya in shach of Prozbul and Shemitah Ksafim in Gemara Bavli. Where there's no Masechta Shviyat is right here in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Zayin. So the Gemara said Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah in Shviyas, the last paragraph of Shviyas, discuss the Shviyas itself. Prozbul ainu mashak. Prevent Shviyas. That when a dorm shehitkin hilla zakein, shara ta'am shenimnu milahalvos de'ethev, avra mashakat batorah, hishamel chapin ye, davar in vavchav li'al ve'gomer. Right? And this is not that simple. It's not that he felt bad. Simple shot. Not that he felt bad for the people who were losing their money, etc. But it was for a religious reason, right? Because they were violating a law before us. The Gemara, the Chumash says, Yisham l'chav en yedvar l'chav li'al, meaning we learned it this past Shabbos, hopefully you still remember it, that there's a special law to not lend money because you're afraid Shemitah's coming and you won't be able to collect it. So they used to keep Shemitah's stuff in. Everyone would stop lending money and violate this law. So he said, better than violating the law is just to get around it. Le'gamrei, Amad Biskin, Prozbul, Vizel, Gufashol, Prozbul, Mosrani, Lachem, Ploni, Dayam, Shemakam, Ploni, Shekol, Chov, Sheyeshli, it's a Ploni, Shegvenu, calls Man, She'erta. Okay, we'll deal with that Nusach a little later. Moser to you, the Dayan, Makam, Ploni, that any chov that Ploni owes me, I can collect whenever I want. By the Yanam Chosel Mato Edim, either the Yanam sign on the bottom or Edim sign on the bottom. That is the Takana of Prozbul. Okay, then the Gemara, we'll have to spend time analyzing this Gemara. The Gemara discusses what is the basis of Prozbul. The Gemara asked, Umi Kamidi Dimi writes Mashamta Shviyat, the Hitkin Hill of the Lomashamta. How could there be that midaraisa, there's shemitah stuff, and Hillel makes a takana against the Torah? And Echlami had a good reason to make a takana, but what gives validity to a takana against the Torah? And then Abai and Rava either give one or two answers to this question. Maybe we notice a bit of machlokes rishonim, whether there are two answers to the question. Abai says, shemitah is nowadays drabanan, so he'll go against it. And Rava says, hefker bezin hefker, or there's only one answer. And Rava is talking about the next question. But before we get there, let's start with the discussion brought up by Tosos here, which really jumped out of the page from the Mishnayos in Shviyas. If you look at the Mishnayos in the 10th parak of Shviyas, the end of the second parak says, the Moser Shoros of the Bezdin ain't on Mishamtin. If you're Moser Shoros of the Bezdin, then there's no Shemitah Ksafim. So the Shoros someone was going to give him Bezdin. Then the Gimel says, next it says, Prozbul ain't a Mishamit, etc. And just quotes exactly what we just had in our Gemara. What's the relationship between Moser Shoros of the Bezdin and Prozbul? Tosos already deals with this a bit. What's the relation between Moser Shoros of the Bezdin and Prozbul? Okay, anyone want to tell me? Ashita, what's the relation between Moser Shoros of the Bezdin, which is the end of Mishnah Beis in the 10th paragraph of Shviyas, and Prozbul, which is Mishnah Gimel and on?
Either they are identical or they aren't.
So, on the one hand, if they are identical or they aren't identical, even though there are two versions of each of those. If they are identical or they aren't, meaning most are Sharot of the Bez Din in Mishamtin, is that sort of a lean into principle, or is that a separate Inyan? Okay, who says they are the same? Rashi and? On our daf at least? Rashi and Tosfos say they are the same. Let's start with, well, Rashi. Let's start with Rashi. Rashi on our daf doesn't make it 1,000,000% clear, but already Dimrach Moshrani Lachem, he says Moshrani Lachem Eshtarosai. I be Moser my to you by Shtaros, you in Bezdin, but Moser Shtaros of the Bezdin. Rashi is pretty clear that he thinks, and all over Shas, Rashi is very clear about this, that he thinks Moser Shtaros of the Bezdin and Prozbol are the same thing in different words. Tosfos holds this way. What is Tosfos saying? Hashlo boy, Rav Lishnu Yahav Koshi Dehav Kibbutz and Hefkid of Shani Bachar Hashem the Kashlo Halalakar Shvi Shudar Raisa. Okay, we didn't want to say Hefker Bez and Hefker was how Hillel. We'll come back to this Tosfos next time, this beginning Tosfos next time. That the reason why Hillel could go against the Torah is Hefker Bez and Hefker, because he wouldn't want to uproot and eliminate a mitzvah deraisa. The Afghan under Shina Basifrei, Vashay Yilchaz, the Chidr Neo Dapa, he said, what do you mean? Hillel went against the deraisa. It says in the portion of Sifrei, "Asher yelachat achicha b'shmit yodecha, v'lo shel achicha b'yodecha." Mikan amru, meaning what you have a right to collect from your fellow Jew, you should release, not if your fellow Jew's money is already in your hands, not if you already have some level of collection. Mikan amru amalachir al-mashkom, if you lend some money but you're already holding the mashkom, then you already have in your hand. It's already in your hand. V'hamosir shurosu l'bezdin. And if you're Moser Shor Slobezdin, ain't Mashmitin. So this is phrase that it's all right that a Moser Shor Slobezdin is not Mashamit. So why are we worried how Hillel can make the Takana? Isn't it really just the Din Doraisa? So assuming Moser Shor Slobezdin in principle is the same thing. Mikamakmi says, well, Hayo Lasso Takana, the little lamb made Lassos king. Still, he wouldn't have made a takana milamed lastos king. I mean, what did Hillel do in his takana? All he did was milamed lastos king. He took it into Raisa, which a lot of people, he took it into Raisa, which is a theoretical possibility, and he told everyone to do it. He was just mefarsame a dindo Raisa and made it a standard practice. But he wasn't mechadish, and he didn't. Nonetheless, if Shmita was the Oraisa, Hillel wouldn't have done it, even though he wasn't making any, he didn't really make a takana. He just taught people a din to Oraisa and made it standard to use a loophole found in the Torah. Nonetheless, he wouldn't have done this if Shmita was the Oraisa, only because, as our Gemara answers, Amar Abayi, Shvi'at Man Azet, for Rebbe, he, only because Shvi'at Man Azet is a Rabbanan, he had the right to do this. Agav, Rav Kook, in the Shabbat Ta'aret,
is that a new edition for Beit Din?
That's why I wrote it once, right? I think I might or might not have made a copy. Okay, if not, you'll, maybe you'll trust me, Val Peh. I might have. Here it is. Hopefully we're all familiar a little with Rav Kook's Shabbat Ha'aretz, that's his book on Shemitah. Mostly people read the Hakdama. I mean, it could be that even most, I didn't count the pages, most of the Shabbat Ha'aretz is the Hakdama, Shabbat Ha'aretz. In the Hakdama, it deals with the Hashkafa of Shemitah, which is very beautiful, and his words are very famous. And if you don't know them, then now's your opportunity. Go home, open up a Shabbat Ha'aretz. And he deals with the Heter Mechibra at great length. And then the body of the Shabbat Ha'aretz is a Perush on the Rambam, Hilchos Shemitah. And the standard printed edition in those white set of books by Rav Kook sort of peters out in Perik Yud, in Shemitah's Ksafim, and like stops well before Halacha Tezayin. They print the Rambam for the rest of the Parsha, nothing else. But there's a Madur Basra. I'm not a bucking exactly what was when, where, but he has a Madur Basra of Shabbos HaEarth, which was published by, who was it? I wrote who it was published by, right? Machon Torah HaEretz. Anyway, you can find it posted by a few people. In the Madur Basra of Shabbos HaEretz, he goes through with great detail all the sugyos of Shemitah Kesafim, and he makes an interesting deal from this Toto. He said, this Toto is a big chumra in Hashkafat Halacha, Halacha process, whatever you want to call it. What did this Toto say? That if, you know, it's also based on, I apologize, it's always like referring to my quotes, Rashi and Tosfos, I keep referring to, right, that's Rashi and Tosfos, et cetera, that Tosfos told that Abaye is not, Rava doesn't disagree with this line of Abaye. The only reason Hillel didn't talk to him, first of all, is because of Shvius Menanatez Rabbah. Hepkabeth and Ever is not a good enough reason to be talking, first of all, if Shvius would be the right thing. Shvius is the right thing, you make no takana. Only Shvius Rabbah. That's Hillel to go against. The finish is, Hillel didn't really make a takana for Tosfos. He was just malaming people to use a loophole that's the right thing. He wasn't mechanish any new halakos. He wasn't mechanish a new law. All he did was teach people an existing loophole that has been around since Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. So the Chiddush Tosfos is that if there's a din d'rabbanan, you can teach people a loophole to get around. If there's a din d'oraisa, according to Tosfos, you can't even teach people a loophole to get around it. Not only can't you make it that kind of guess, you can't even be malamed a strategy. You can't even be malamed a clever strategy to get around it, even though it's not a new takana. And that is where Cook says, he learned from this too, in Yonei Didan, he quotes Tosfos, and he says, look, according to Tosfos, principle works with Doraisa. Moser Shirot to Levestin, is it in Doraisa, according to Tosfos, right? Principle works Doraisa. If principle works Doraisa, but nonetheless, Hillel wouldn't have taught people to do it as Shvius Doraisa, and he comes to a fascinating conclusion from there. He says, what about Heter Mechira? Heter Mechira, it's not a takana, right? That's why Hacham came and made a new law in Halacha that there's a Heter Mechira. What they did was they gave you a clever strategy based on Halachos that have always been there, right? So what does he say from here? He says, if when Shvius becomes Doraisa, says even if we have a clever strategy using the Doraisa rule to get out of it, you're not allowed to tell people to get out of it if it's in Doraisa, even if you're just using a clever strategy. And even if otherwise they would do an Aveira, like this case. So that's a big chumra. You have Cook conducive this, a big chumra in halachic process from Toto. Again, he's the other Toto. But he says we have to take that into account, that if Shvius would be Doraisa, we wouldn't even teach people a strategy that already exists in the halacha to get around it. Only Drabbanan you can teach people strategies to get around. That's a big chumra of Tosos, that you can't teach loopholes to get out of even Doraisa. Big Chiddush Tosfos, as Rav Cook points out. In any case.
But anybody who just learned Mishnayos would know, anybody who learns Mishnayos would know that you could use the Moshe Shoros to Tosfos.
Correct, but it wasn't encouraged. Maybe everything you shouldn't teach. Sorry, it didn't encourage. Right? Let's say better. Alami means to encourage. You can't encourage people to use a loophole to get out of the Dindoraisa. Only use the loophole to get out of the Dindorabon. That's a big Chiddush. So let's put Tosfos here again. Tosfos in Gittin at least. Tosfos in Gittin says Moser Sharosov Lebezdin and says Prudbo. It works. Midoraisa. Midoraisa. And what is the relationship between them, says Toto? Hayuha, they're the same thing. All Hillel did was malami people. Again, malami is not theoretical, intellectual teaching. Because the Hedmishnai, whatever they probably Shnai is wasn't Hillel's time. But he encouraged people. All Hillel did, he really minimized all of the Kana, right? Hillel, Rak, Limeid, La'am, Lismoch, Aldin Moser Shtarosa Levetin. All he did was teach them and did Doraisa. Right? That is the big Kiddush of Tosfos. And how does he know both the shows of the Beit Din Dareisa? This is drasha in the Sifrei. It's a drasha from a pasuk, right? Asher yelecha et achicha tashmet yadecha velo shelachicha biyadecha. Okay, you have to figure maybe it's based on the future tense. Okay, yelecha, what will be, what you could get from your brother in your hand if you show me, what's already in your hands, you don't. This is already in your hands. Let's come back to that in a moment. Or in 10 minutes. What does Rashi say, though? Tosfos here quotes Rashi. Uva kuntras pirish. Derava koi nami l'shnui pircha de hacha. Rashi says, on Udi, that Rava, again, this is a big machlokes. Let's put it out there on the board. Because this is going to underlie like the next three shiur on this machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos. What's the question? The way Tosfos reads it is that the question is, how can Hillel overrule the Torah? The answer is Tvias Bisman Hazeh is Midrabah. Right? Like Rebbe said, and we'll analyze Rebbe, obviously, at great length. Tanya Rebbe always said, the Rashbita Shemot, Shne Shidas, the Kodbadaver, Acha Shmidas Karka, Yacha Shmidas Ktafim, the Zmansha, the Meshamek Karka, the Meshamek Ktafim, the Zmansha, Yetha Meshamek Karka, Yetha Meshamek Ktafim, which somehow means there's a Zman that we're not Meshamek, that Zman is Bezman Azeh, there's no Shmita Midoraisa, it's only Midrabanan. The Gemara then asks, Zakhina Rabbanan, the Tishame, Zeher, Lish, it's only Shmita Rabbanan, Rahil, his kin principle. Now there's another question. Me, Kamidi, the Midoraisa, Lomasham, the Shmias, the Kina Rabbanan, the Shame. Now they just have the other question. Question one, ask 1.1. Question two. How can the Rabbana be metaken shviyas and overrule priyas chol midoraisa? Right? Midoraisa, you have to pay your debt. How can the Rabbana overrule priyas chol midoraisa? And then we Tosos reads the Gemara, which that Rav was not answering the first question. Abai says, sorry. I'm Rabbi Shemi al Tasu. Abaye, Yesh Koach, Biyad Chacham, and this is a principle many places in Shach, Lakar, Dover, Min HaTorah, Bishavi Al Tate, Passive, the Chacham, and can overrule the Torah passively. Me, the right to pay your debt, the Chacham, they not pay your debt, they have the right to passively overrule the Torah. They passively overrule the Torah, they speak the stuff in Drabanan, then Hillel okay, and just revert to Bin Drabanan, on the rabbis, the overrule rabbis, and run it back. Says Rabba Amar, Hefker Bezdin, Hefker, answer 2.2, says Rabba, Hefker Bezdin, Hefker. Ah, the Rabbanim, the reason that we treat the Rabbanim and overrule the midst of the right to pay your debt, says Hefker Bezdin, Hefker. Okay, that's how totally read it. How does Rashi read it, however? How does Rashi read it? Rashi reads it the same discussion. Don't get to Rava. Rashi by Rava says Rashi. He's giving another answer to the first question. He said, "Hillel can override the Torah." Because Hefker Bezdin Hefker Befra. That's not fully grappling. Tosfos, we'll spend time analyzing that next time. Let's say B. Anyway, what happens to Tosfos? The original question for Tosfos is one answer. How can Hillel make the comment? Means that there's a right up. For Rashi, the original question is two answers. And let's just be fair, without meaning to insult any great Talmidei Chachamim. But if one answer is Abaye and one answer is Rava, who are we going to follow? Rava, obviously, right? Well, I'm looking like Rava, except for six exceptions. So the question, how can Hillel overrule the Torah, according to Rashi? Oh, one answer, Shvi'ez Ma'aseh Rabbanan, but that's not Rabbanan. That's obviously, our Gemara just says, that's a bayi, right? The bayi talk. That's only a bayi. This is Rabba says he'll override the Torah to Petra Bez and Hefer. In which case, what would we say? That Prubal is using Hefer Bez and Hefer. If Prubal uses Hefer Bez and Hefer, he says the whole shot, Prubal uses Hefer Bez and Hefer. Certainly most Hefer are using the shot. That proves Prubal is Rabbanan. That's what teaching people didn't write does. To teach people didn't write, so why do you need Hefer Bez and Hefer? So it must be Din Rabbanan. That's why Tops that Rashi must pull Hillel first of all Din Rabbanan. But what Hanukkah, what assumption is Tops not willing to abandon? The assumption that. So now he goes to Rashi, right? Rashi says that first of all is Din Rabbanan. Okay, what assumption though does Tops, when he moved from his Shita to bring Rashi Shita, still keep the assumption that Moshe Sharoth, the Lebezin, and Prozbol are identical, are Hanuha. So therefore, Rashi must also hold that Moshe Sharoth, the Lebezin, is Durabanan. They're both Durabanan, in which case, what does Rashi hold? That Hanuha. They're the same thing. Just not they're the same thing. They both work for Pidoraisa. All Hillel did was teach people, encourage people to use a Lubo and Duraisa. They're both the same thing. They're both Durabanan. Duraisa is not the same as Prozbol or Moshe Sharoth, the Lebezin. Moshe Sharoth Lebezin is just a nickname for Prozbol or vice versa, and the kind of Hillel. And therefore, what about the Sifrei? So Tosa says, the bunch appears to Rabbi Kori Nami Shnei Pirkei D'Hacha Udrasha De Sifrei Ikara Amal Ikara Amil Valamashkon. The Moshe Sharoth Lebezin, the Moshe Sharoth of Having Time Hefker than Hefker Eladai Praka Samich Lake. Because really, the drush of the phrase, the words that Shay Yelchal, he's the fate of death, and the rice are darshan, lafuke, milvalamash. Ah, why does the phrase throw no shirt? That is not smack the Bialma, that's when we did the rabbanan. Therefore, the phrase is not smack the Bialma. Ah, then what do you do with the words in the pasuk? That's Ramacha. But the part about Shay Yelchal is a smack the Bialma. That is what Tosos accuses Rashi of. Do you think Tosos is right that that's Rashi Shita? That Moshe Sharoth Lebezin is the same thing as Prozbol, and they're both Rabbanan because of Hefker Bezin Hefker? You're allowed to say yes. You're allowed to say no. Do you think Tosfos is right? Yes, Rashi being said it's all over Shabbos. Tosfos seems to be quoting Rashi accurately. Rashi here just said, Mosrani Lachem Eshtarotai. He throws in with Rani Shtarotha hinting that most of Shorot Lebezin and Prozbol are the same thing, although he doesn't discuss it straight on. And Tosfos says, well, if according to Rashi, you should always follow Rabba. And according to Rabba, Prozbol works with Hefker Bezin Hefker, must be Rabbanan. And it's the same as most of Shorot Lebezin and Prozbol be Rabbanan. But Rashi, many places in shot, really confirms that Tosfos is the right shot of Rashi, even though not everyone agrees.
What does Tosfos do with the Rashi Dibar Matzko Rava Amar and the on Ahmed Bey's.
That
says bain the Rabbanan that they don't agree with him. They say that Shmita Bisman said Doraita.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Rashi holds. That even if Shmita Bisman said Doraita, they made it the cut of Prozbol because of Hefker Bezin Hefker. Tosa says you never go against Din Doraita. Rashi is a different philosophy of halacha. He says, you're allowed to make the cut against Din and Doraita if you have Hefker Bezin Hefker on your side. Okay, we'll come back to that. But let's look briefly at Rashi, Daplan, Bez, and Bezar in a second.
Why do you assume that Hefker Bezin Hefker is a Din Rabbanan?
Now you're getting into semantics. Obviously, the power of Hefker Bezin Hefker is darshan from the Torah. But Hefker Bezin Hefker means that the Rabbanan have to use their authority to make a new rule by being Mafker Mamon. Okay, I'm calling that a Din Rabbanan. I think if we continue, we'll argue about semantics, and I'm not sure that's worthwhile. As opposed to Tosfos, you don't need Hefker Bezin Hefker.
But if you understand Hefker Bezin Hefker is a Din Doraisa, you don't have to explain Tosfos' understanding of Rashi the way that you did. You can explain Tosfos' understanding of Rashi as that Moshe Sharoth of Lebezin is a Din Min HaTorah.
No, but again, we're arguing semantics. If the Rabbanan make an entirely new rule, based on the power the Torah gave them to be machter money, I'm calling that a din d'rabbanan. You're calling it a din d'oraisa, but we're not actually arguing.
No, but then the consequences, you can understand Rashi's position as being that Moshe Shtarosa Be'ez is midoraisa.
But it's not midoraisa in that it didn't exist before the Rabbanan legislated it. That's what I mean by it's not d'oraisa. It didn't exist until the Rabbanan legislated it. Both the Tosfos don't think it existed from Har Sinai. Okay, Rashi on Be'ez and Be'ez.
Is it connected at all to the Tosfos saying to Rashi that about Rashi that asmata? Can you have something that when does asmata mean that it purports to Rabbanan? Can you have something that means d'oraisa to be an asmata?
I mean, rarely. Asmata means Rabbanan. That's clearly where Tosfos is coming from. Tosfos is calling Hefker as Hefker Rabbanan again. I understand Hefker as Hefker means midoraisa, the Rabbanan has the power to make it into Rabbanan. But it's a did Rabbanan, meaning it didn't exist, then the Rabbanan made legislation, and then it existed. Says Rashi on Beis Medrash, Rani Lachem. It says Rashi Lakamnu, but Pirkin Gabi Prozbol, Shehu Moser Shemotu Lebetin. That's very explicit. Rashi says Prozbol, Shehu Moser Shemotu Lebetin. That's very explicit. The Prozbol, Moser Shemotu Lebetin are the same thing. Post is correct. Rashi thinks they are the same thing. And Rashi in a few other places, I put a few other Rashis on the Makoros. I think Rashi in all of Shas is pretty consistent here. I think Rashi in all of Shas is pretty consistent here. For example, Rashi in Baba Basra Chav Zayin Amin Aleph says, Amad v'hiskin takana sheloti shami sheyimot v'shuot v'lebesim v'kot v'leim prozbol. Ah! Hela made a takana that you should be most shurus lebeisin and write a prozbol, meaning prozbol and most shurus lebeisin are the same thing. Rashi and Ksuba said the same thing. Hela hiskin prozbol kadesh lutam shviyah to most shurus lebeisin. And Rashi and Mako says the same thing. He comments on the Mishnah in the Makos. They quote the Mishnah shviyah most shurus lebeisin. Rashi he writes his perush on the Mishnah shviyah. Moshe Rosh Lebezin, who Prozbol, Shatik, and Hillel. Okay, Moshe Rosh Lebezin and Prozbol are the same thing. Rashi clearly in Tosfos' camp there. Are they the same thing? They both read Oraisa, and all Hillel did was encourage us to use the din that was around with Moshe on Har Sinai. Or are they both the same thing, and they were just invented by Hillel? I understand. Hillel has the right to write to that. That's what it happened. But they were invented by Hillel. Rashi is pretty clear in quite a few places. He says, because of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, both in Art Sugya. And in Ksubas, he says, Shef Kirim, Havi Hefker, the Pashup shot in Rashi is exactly like Tosfos says, even though often when I ask the Tosfos or Rashi after, that was a true question. I think Tosfos does. Even though there are, we'll see, there's some diversity in terms of understanding Rashi Shita. However, who agrees with Rashi, that most of Shemot Lebezdin and Prozbol are the same thing, and they're both Midrabanan. Who agrees with Rashi about that? Who agrees with Rashi? First, he quotes the other opinion that we're about to say, but then he says, that this is reason of Machta, and that most of Shemot Lebezdin is only something invented by the Tekan of Hillel, and it's another word.
Ramban
first quotes the sheet of the Rishon Espar that I'm about to mention. Then he says, the lean era, he's an outlier. And he's not an outlier, meaning he's not an outlier that he's weird. No, he starts saying the same thing as all the other Rishon Espar, but it so happens that it's nearly the other way. He's talking in the language of all the other Rishon Espar, it's nearer to him the other way. The high Sifri Asmach, that he just like Tosu accuses Rashi. The Ramban says, Inachami, great idea. Sha'amru Moshe Shtorot, they much mean to be talking up to Hillel. When they said Moshe Shtorot in Mishnah Tfilah, what they meant was that's the reason, that's the Takan of Hillel. That's another word for Takan of Hillel. The Ramban agrees with him. However, Moshe Shtorot Farad, how do they answer my original question about the relationship between Moshe Shtorot and Lebez did and Prozbol? What did Moshe Shtorot Farad say? That they are not the same. In what way are they not the same? Very, very concrete. Most of the Lebezdin is the right. And first of all, it's Rabbanan. Exactly. That is what who says this in Rishonei Ashkenaz?
Tosfos.
Tosfos. Tosfos. Right? Tosos in Mako, right? Tosos doesn't have to be consistent. He says, not all the Rishonim are always consistent, but we generally expect them to be. They're generally consistent. Obviously, Tosos doesn't have to be consistent. Throughout Shas, Tosos says in Mako, Moshe Rasubed, then Pierce are contra time in principle. Rash says Kanyu Ha. The low era, but it doesn't make sense why. It says later. I mean, it's the next word. Nah, you can say most of the best in. As here's what we're talking about. It's not like it's five days later. It's the next word. But Tosfos here has the opposite approach to their two different things. Alex train Mili Minhu, the Kachnir to train Mili Minhu, most of the best in the Raisa, Eno, Mishami. Says Tosfos in Mako. That Tosfos in Makos, most of Shiroz Levesin is the Raisa, that's the Drusha in the Sifrei, but Krozbol is Dirabbanan. And they're two different things. That's why Hillel made most of the Levesin never since the Chanuk Hillel, and the doctrine is that's a puzzle. It doctrines from the Sifrei, most of Shiroz Levesin. It never says anything about the Takana. And then Krozbol, there's no Drusha, and there is a Takana. So they're two totally different things. Agav. Okay, before we get to that, by the way, just tell me the obvious reason. Why did Tosfos and Gittin and Rashi and the Ramban think they were the same thing? Give me a one-word answer. Why did they think they were the same thing? Not because they're next to each other in Mishnayos. A lot of things are next to each other that are a different thing. One is in the Sifrei, one is in Takana. Because the most there. What's the Google job for the most? Phony. Okay, so look at the most there is Lachora is Tosfos. Why did it have to be shown? Why did most of the Ashkenaz think Hanyuha, Baby Darais, Baby Darabana, and look at the most there? Right? Okay, we'll see what they're going to do with that in a moment. we'll see what they do with that in a moment. But what is Tosfos and Makos? They're two different things. Who agrees with Tosfos and Makos? And our Gemara, who gives Tosfos and Makos, that they're two different things. One is Doraisa, one is Drabanan.
Rambam.
Okay, but how about on our daf? The portion on our daf, who agrees with the Ramban? The Ramban says that at first. He says, most of it's Rosh Lebedin, that's Doraisa. But over here, Prozbul's Drabanan. Then he abandons it. So who on our daf does agree with Tosfos and Makos? That Moshe Shrosov is Doraita and Prisbul Drabanan.
The Rambam.
But who in a Parish on our top? The Ram, right? The Ram in the back of the Gemara here is, I think, very clear. Says the Ram, Heka the Moshe Shrosov Mamish Doraita. Actual Moshe Shrosov is Doraita. But Prisbul isn't Moshe Shrosov, right? I mean, you ever write a Prisbul? Right? Some of us are more, old enough to have written a Prozbul 7 years ago, right? When you ever see anyone write a Prozbul and actually hand the stack of Shiroz Lebedin, of course, it's not most Shiroz Lebedin. They say, no, most of Shiroz Lebedin means literally, basically, Rashi and Tosfos have to say that most of Shiroz Lebedin means virtual most of Shiroz, right? Prozbul is virtually most of Shiroz Lebedin, meaning the word. Moser Sarota is virtual Moser Sarota. Right? It's principal. Think of principal. When you write this principle, you are Moser, you're Sarota to bend it. You're not physically Moser Sarota to bend it. But what does Tosfos and Makos assume this doesn't explain it? What did the Ron say? No. Moser of the Mamish meaning concretely, Doraisa he held off the hill, he cannot be shalom atar. Exactly. Moser Shiroz stuff means if you're physically Moser Shiroz, if you actually give your shirt to bed, then that means Doraisa is not Mashiach. That's the Doraisa. When Hillel came and said, and even if you don't give your shirt to bed, then it's still Mashiach, and that's the kind of Prozbul. Okay, why did Hillel have to make it the kind of Prozbul? Why not just teach people to be mostly show to a bed day. So there are two answers. One answer is could, I mean, there are probably a few answers. One of the answers that we showed up here give, the Rabban and the Ritz, but the Ran all discuss this. And B, because A, people are afraid to give their shtaros to bed day. Right? They want to hold on to this shtaros. B, someone's shtaros might be far away. Maybe they can't give them to bed day. The Rishami says, Apilohim Baromi. Oh, we'll get to the Rishami. Well, the last say that is Rishami. It's not clear when the Rishami says, even in Rome, even the stars are in Rome, or even the Bez is in Rome. But even the stars are in Rome. Or what? Yeah, what almost all the Rishami say, for Milva Baltava, there's no time. Right? Whether it's the size of the star, that first will work for Milva Baltava. So that's the Rabbanan. And because it just wasn't practical for everyone to meals for Shiroth of Leh Bezdin, the Ran agreed with Tosos. Who else on our daf? A Pirus on our daf agrees with Tosos. The Ritzba, the Yeshalom, the Mysterious Staros, the Oraita, but the Hilbiz can prove all the Havya Kim Mysterious Staros. And that's like a Mysterious Staros, but it's not really. Real Mysterious Staros is the Oraita. Hela made a promise, which is the equivalent to the Rabbanan of Mysterious Staros. And again, the Rabban has this, they all got this in their mind. This was the mainstream data in Yerushalayim Sfar, just Rambam. Let's go back to Rashi. Okay, so this is close to Rambam. And Bako, the Ritva, and the Ran. And didn't take this approach as well. And of course, most famously, the Rambam, I don't know, most famously, but the Rambam takes this approach in Hilchos Shemitah. The Rambam is very clear that one is the Oraisa, one is the Rabbanan, and he did not say, I think it's very clear in the Rambam, they're not exactly the same thing. Hopefully, even more than that will be clear in the Rambam in a few moments. But, okay, in this edition of the Rambam, it is, oh no, here it is. Good, okay. I thought we were missing Shemitah of Yovel, but no, we're only missing Hilchos Ma'aser Shein. Where they accidentally printed an extra copy of Hilchos Roteach instead. But Hilchos Shemitah Yovel managed to emerge unscathed, Baruch Hashem. Says the Rambam, Tet Vavin Hilchos Shemitah, Amot Eshroz Lebezit, Va'amu Lematem Gavu Li Chovi Ze'eno Nishmat, Sh'nem Ma'arash Hilchos Shemitah Bezin Tovenoso, etc. Okay. Most Shiros Lebedin is not Mishamech, and he throws in something unrelated. Someone who already has a Psak Din that the guy owes him in Bezdin is not Mishamech. And then he says, that Zayim, Shara, Hillel, Havzaki, Shinimu, Havzaz, Oral, Kaf, Matara, etc., Hitkin, Prozbol, Veshaloi, Shamech, Ha, Chov, etc. The Rambam clearly says this is Dakana Pillow, and that is a din before the Dakana Pillow, and even separates them with this extraneous halacha of Bezin Shechakwat Adin, what we call a Gmar Din. After Gmar Din, it's considered that the ring goblin and there's no Shemitah. So the Rambam also holds that one is the Raita and one is Durabanan. The Agav. That is probably that might be the simplest shot in the Rishalmi and in in the Rishalmi says the Rishalmi it quotes the Sifrei. It's a little tricky to follow the Rishalmi because it goes half the Sifrei, then quotes another Mishnah, then quotes the other half of the Sifrei. Again, we assume the Rishalmi is straight, not that they interrupted the Gemara with Mishnah. And Vasher Yelchat Achiv Atachmi Yedach Ulam Mos Yeshuot Ulam Bezdin Mikan Sanku L'Proz Vol Shumana Torah. Okay, that's very similar to ours, Lachan and Sifrei Mikan Omer Bezdin Torah. The Gemara is telling me, yeah, is Proz Vol Dvar Torah who? Is Proz Vol Dvar Isa? Actually, his can hello some cool the Dvar Torah. Even that's Machta the Dvar Torah. So first of all, this Rishalmi is the first against Torah. Okay. The big debate, we're not going to solve this debate now among historians, whether Tosafot had got a copy of the Rishalmi or not. You know, either he didn't have a copy of the Rishalmi or he had a cup of Yerushalmi, but he thought the Bavli didn't hold that way. The Yerushalmi is very clear that he found Enoch Machta. Okay, so Yerushalmi passes, doesn't sound like Tosfos. You could read the Yerushalmi like Rashi. This whole drasha is not Machta that Hillel made, but perhaps the simplest way to read Yerushalmi like Yerushalmi's Barah. Most of the business did the Raisa. Here, from here, Hillel was talking first of all. Hillel, first of all, the Raisa. We made first of all, drop on and then we smacked it. Most of the business did the Raisa. Okay, in any case.
Maybe the Ramban is following the Sheet and Chumash in Parshat Re'ei, Ma'asrothechem u'trumas yedchem, where he's cholik on Rashi and holds that the Rabbanon have the right to largely interpret the Torah and make it doraisa. In other words, what Ezra did also was doraisa.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe we talk about that after Shir. I'm not exactly sure what your assumptions are there, but let's talk about that after Shir. I have one question though. What is the relationship according to the Tosafot Hanuma? Just teaching you something already existed. Part of Rashi Hanuma, they're both Takana, just two words for Takana. According to Shonei Farah, what's the relationship between Prozbol and most of the Shurus Lebezin? One is the right and one is the Rabbanan. Is there a relationship between them? What's the relationship between them? The Rabbanan is modeled after beginning those parts to extend, right? The Doraisa. The simple shot, and that's what the Yerushalmi and the Sifrei mean at the very least, right? The Yerushalmi and the Sifrei say, they both say there's some relationship. What does the Sifrei say again? I don't care if the Asmachta, this, that, the Sifrei says, Esachich Dashmek Yodech of La Moser Shiroz Lebetzin. Mikan Omru, Mikan. From the drop of Moser Shiroz Lebetzin, they said, El Hefkin Kurzbol Mekik of Olam. Means there's some relationship. Doesn't have to mean the same thing. It could mean it's an extension. As Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi quotes this, Mikan Samchu. Most of Yerushalmi says, Mikan Samchu. Samchu is the Dvar Torah. That's not the Dvar Torah. The simple shot is Yerushalmi and the Sifrei is that it's an extension of the, if not for most of Yerushalmi, then Hillel wouldn't have known what he was talking. I don't know what he was doing. He would have had to think totally differently. Since it's most of Yerushalmi, which means Mamet physically handing over to Torah, Hillel extended that to a king or a virtual Drabonon. Semi-handing over Soros, when he's just right, most on the, etc. I mean, Hillel was an extension of, right, first of all, what do we call this? Called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Gang Doraisa Tikkun, right? So, chapter in YU loves to, at every possible occasion, stay over Soros and Rabbanan, and all Tikkun Rabbanan, even all the Tikkun, etc., are just extensions, the conceptual structure of the Doraisa, their new halacha, not new concept. Tells people about the Gain Doraisa Tikkun. So he's saying here basically that Prozbol is an extension of Moser Shorosa Lebezdin. Who says explicitly that Prozbol is an extension of? Excuse me. Moser Shtarotov Lebezdin, who says explicitly that Prozbol is an extension of Moser Shtarotov Lebezdin. By the way, before we get to that, the Ritva in Makos, I think he's grasping at straws. I actually thought, it's a bit of a tamer to me. I don't know, he gave it two lines. I can't really, didn't give me a chance to argue with him. Russia Weiss in his Say French Sphere thinks this Ritva is right. The Ritva in Makos goes so far as to say, you know, tentatively, very tentatively, says the Ritva Makos, the extra ki Rashi dal kakra talomer, the hainta gunas prozo talomer ha'asafa. Maybe that's really what Rashi meant. That, you know, I'm supposed to go to the best of the machta for prozo, and it's really just an extension of your abundant, the dinda rice, and it's not hanging around. Okay, that's after. And Ritva knows not Pashuk, Don, and Rashi. Right, so. I think it's a little dog. Even the Ritva was far from Kashuk. I mean, after. Shurvadoka, you can turn about the interest, so I don't think that's Pashuk, Don, and Rashi at all. I think that's really starshening the Lost and Rashi instead of being shot. But what's the relationship between Moser Shtarotz Lebezdin and prosbol. So the answer is mikan samchu. It is an It is an extension, and that's really what many, many Rishonim here are trying to say. Hello, more is the Ritva saying when he quotes Yerushalmi, came and Sharod with your stores to write that take no apame prosbol. But your stores works, they were talking prosbol to like take that one step further. Or the Ran says that. Okay, the Afagav Dilo Mustar, Vafilin Biyado, the Amar Mosrani, command the Mustar dummy. What's whole Sakana? Since he said Mosrani, Lachem says that he is Mosir Shiros Labandin, he extended Mosir Shiros Labandin to a virtual Mosira. I mean, the right is only physical Mosira. He extends a virtual Mosira. That's very clear in the Ran that he Amar Mosrani, but he says Mosir, command the Mustar dummy. He says if he was Mosir Shiros of it says if he was Moser Shterot of Lebetzin, again, that's strongly rooted in the Sifrei and the Rishalmi. So who says this? Basically, the Ritva, the Ran is very clear. Tosmachos doesn't say much. Right. Alpi, the Sifrei, and the Yerushalmi. Okay, does anyone disagree with this? What's the advantage of saying that this is a king right to an extension? Because what's the lotion of prosbol? Now Gupos, what Gupos shall prosbol? Mishnah in Shvius. Thou goofo shall prosbol, Moser ani lachem ish ploni plona de yam shem makom ploni. Okay, Moser is a lesson. Maybe it's hainu ha, or maybe it's not the fact. Shem Moser, okay, is there anyone who disagrees with this whole approach? Takes a completely different perspective.
The Rambam.
Is there anyone who says prosbol and Moser shall bezdin are not linked at all? One is in the right of and these are the Din Rabbah, there's nothing to do with the Din Doraisa. That's not a Din Doraisa, Tikkun. Okay, Amy says the Rambam. Okay, where might we get a clue of this? I don't want a clue. Let's start in the Furish. What's the one word that connects Mistira, Shorosa Levantin, and Prozbol? Hare Mosa Lachem. What did the Rambam say in Pirsha Mishnaya gratuitously in Shviyat?
You know, exactly.
Something you pass something over and you don't really make a big deal of it until you realize what you should have thought. When I'm reading Moser, I'm thinking, Moser, Shiros Lebezin. Yeah, too much time to go, Moser, Shiros Lebezin. Then we're still pulling Moser, same thing. Says the Rambam in the Pirsha. Thanks, Moser, Lechem. Ani meyed eschem al kach bekach. Moser, I am calling you to testify. Right? Anyone know in Shas where Moser means? What does Moser mean? I'm giving you over my words so that you'll testify that I said them. Anyone know in Shas where we use the word misfira to mean that I'm just telling you something so you can testify that I said it? May it any? But the shliach is not made. Misfira? What do we call it? Something like misfira?
A
misfira for a get is something, although that seems to mean the physical misfira, the hammer. Misfira moda. What's misfira moda? Moda is, I have no idea what it is in English. I can explain it. I just don't know the word. I'm sure lawyers know the word. Moda means if I am forced to, if I'm being forced to make a transaction, I go beforehand and I tell Aiden that I'm being coerced, and that I'm being coerced. And what? A statement of coercion, right? Binyamin says, I'm going to burn your house down if you don't sell me your field. So I have no choice. So I go in front of two Aiden and I say, you should know that I don't really want to sell my field to Binyamin. He just threatened to burn my house down. And someday, if you know he ever goes to jail where he really belongs and he doesn't threaten me anymore, I'm going to take my field back. And it's called the spirit of Moda, right? So
Don't we do that also?
Right. Israeli, where does really hear the word? Okay, there's too much of a tangent. Where does really hear the word modal all the time? A bitl modal?
No, Torah Nedarim? A Torah Nedarim?
No. There is a Harim Moshe Modal. That's a good one. Right. You don't see Israeli, well, but Harim Moshe Modal, right? First of all, Harim Moshe Modal, what's the modal mean? The modal means that even if I make a neder, I don't really mean I want to be bottled in advance. Since a neder, I can bottle in advance, even if it's not going to work. Obviously, some of the field would be unfair to be bottled in advance. Plus, okay, bye. And then Mesira could mean I am most there the information to you and my words to you so you can testify about it. Has nothing with Mesira Kovos. It's Mesira Mili and Rambam says Mili Alechem. Here, the Rambam is very peculiar. The Rambam, there's the word Moser. We all know what Moser means. And the Rambam goes out of his way to say, don't think you know what Moser means. Moser means Mayan and Bachem. It has nothing to do with Mishira Shtaro. And I think that's the Rambam's Rishayat. I think, yeah, where does the Rambam say that in Mishnah Torah? He doesn't have to say in Mishnah Torah that Perzbal and Moser Lebezin are two totally separate in Yonim. Everything's too separate and young, thus it's the same. But I think Meduyah can make the Torah. It wouldn't be a proof. I think one can appear to be saying Meduyah is the Torah, because what did the Rambam do unlike the Mishnah? The Mishnah goes from Moser, Joseph Lebesden to Prozbol. The Rambam sticks something extraneous in the... In great from the Talmud Torah. The Rambam sticks something extraneous and unrelated in the middle. First, he says most of Shirot LeBezdin is not Meshameh. Then he says Gemara did. Then the Chosrot didn't view a Chosrot. He's told me it's a Chay is not Meshameh. Then he goes to Prozbul. Why does he have to stick in a Gemara din between most of Shirot and Prozbul? Why not go straight? It could be the Rambam. You just sure to hate the lot. To make sure they don't think it's the same thing or even extension of the same thing. Things. Here's most sure of the band, and I'll tell you something else. Then I'll tell you Prozbul. But for the Rambam, I think Prozbul is not the same or an extension of most sure of the band. For the Rambam, Prozbul is just a Nakana. Most sure of the band, why did it work? It's not. Why did it kind of Darbunim work? Darbunim said so. Why did it happen similar to something else? Darbunim said so. So I think it's Meduyik in the Rambam that there is no relationship between most of Shavuot Lebedin and so here we have two different possibilities, or the Rambam that they are unrelated. Most Shavuot Lebedin is in the right, the first one just found that kind of not an extension of a Rabbanan halfway semi-approved virtual most of Shavuot Lebedin. It is completely unrelated. That is Meduyuk in the, I think it's Meduyuk in the Rambam. There are really four shitas about, you can have whatever you want. You got three. But you can't. Same Daraisa, same Darabanan. One Daraisa, one Darabanan. You can have three. They are both the same, they're extension of one of the other, or they're unrelated. Okay, well, I say you have four. Either both the same Daraisa, both the same, they're both just Darabanan. One is Daraisa, one is Darabanan extension, or one is Daraisa, one is Darabanan. Unrelated to that, there could be perhaps a few nafkaminas of this. I haven't found, I tried to look through, some of the halakhic books about Shmita's Tzafin, if there's any interesting tidbits, maybe you could find someday some interesting halakhic machloket between some obscure Quran that we're not familiar with. We can familiar with that, but that's a halakhic. And that might tie into this Chakira, this four-way Chakira, as it were. But I think there are some interesting nafkaminas I'll point out. First of all, the fascinating question of, does Prozbul work for Milva Valpeh? Does Prozbul work for Milva Valpeh? So what did everyone say here? The Rishonim said, oh yeah, that's why Prozbul is Darabanan, most girls are Daraisa. The rich goes around, everyone asks. So why did Hillel make a takana if we already had a perfectly good? Again, don't stand a question. He didn't make a takana, he just caught us something. I mean, you call it takana, but it's not from Rashi. There was some such thing as something. for your shoy's part. Why do you pay the cotton? What do you say? Well, you want the government over all Palestine. Okay, and as what is your to say? As I have Masor from the Ramban that principle applies to middle of Baal-Peh, and likewise said Mori in the name, probably the Ra, and the Rod also says the place in the middle of the path, the Ra, the Ramad Shafan Arach quotes the Rishonim here that Prozbul applies to Milva Baal Peh. 1 second. And it seems pretty clear. Okay, it might be the doing something more later, but let's assume it's not 100% important to the bar. Everyone assumes first of all, even though about that. However, is it mukra that that principle works for Milva Baal Peh? Is it mukra that principle works for Milva Baal Peh? Who might think that principle doesn't work for Milva Baal Peh? Well, how about Rashi and Tosfos? They think principle and Mukra Shabrutu Lebezin are the same thing. Then, if it's not the same thing, then look over, you might need a shtar. Maybe principle only works for Milva. Bishtar. So I should have put this on the Makoros sheet, but you know, I looked through all the mainstream Makoros and everyone seems to agree with the Ritva here and the Ramban, the first applied to Milva Baal Peh. Okay, but then I found some time to look a little more widely. And fascinating, I found 2 Makoros. It could be I'm missing something. I found 2 Makoros and that principle doesn't apply to Milva Baal Peh, only Milva Bishtar. One is Tosfos. Not on the dot. Post was quoted by the Talmud Ravina Tam in Babakama Dak Lam Zayin. You have that someplace in your Masifta? Which Tosus? No. Okay. The Talmud, there's a Tosus Talmud Ravina Tam on Babakama. I think it was what seems like go to obscure Risha. Yeah, go to obscure Risha in every respect. Go to pure Rishon and Baba Kama was clearly hands down, not even close. Talmud Rishon, I'm pretty sure it's on the Bar Ilan nowadays. Baba Kama quotes Tosos, he himself doesn't agree, who says, first of all, only five for Shtar, there's no principle for Milva Baal Peh. And the Pnei Yoshua is Medayek from the Rashi we saw that principle don't, again, I don't have like a really good, like, strong mark. But the issue is the diet that he thinks Rashi thinks it only applies to Milva Bishtar and Afal Peh, because Rashi keeps saying, Hainu Ha, Hainu Milva Bishtar. So it could be an Afkamina. Where can we stick in an Afkamina? Maybe an Afkamina could be, does, what?
I can't do that.
What'd you find? Who do they cook?
Re Albert Saloni, Uva Besefer Trumos.
The Rebar, so I brought the Rebar Salonia. I didn't bring a Sefer Trumos. He said it doesn't work for Milva Baal Peh. Does he say it doesn't work for Milva Baal Peh? Oh, we'll get to that. I brought my Rebar Salonia. I brought the Rebar Salonia. Sorry, I told you something. I apologize. Sometimes, like, I look through the, you know, people who think you've heard of, right from a coach sheet. And then, like, last night I couldn't sleep. I'm like, maybe there's something that we've never heard of. So I looked at the people who didn't hear of. Okay, it's good. But does principle work for Milva Baal Peh? Does principle work for Milva Baal Peh? Look, Ora, if it is a different than Rabbanan, look, Ora came. Yeah, that's Doraisa. This is Rabbanan. The whole point of the extension of Ora is that the same case as the Doraisa. But if it's Mamash Hanuha, then maybe not. Either you could say Shtarot is Lav Dafka. Most of Shtarot is Levezim and most of Chavot is Levezim. It's Lav Dafka Shtarot. And the same thing, it doesn't have to be Dafka Shtar. But the simple shot is, if it's the same thing, then it needs to be a star. I understand most of it could be a virtual mystery. You don't have to physically have that in your star. You could virtually give over your star. But it says most of Sharosa, if it's Hanukkah, it should be Sharosa. And that actually is Not that the Pinot Chua thinks this is a good thing you can Rashi. Not for a different reason. For this reason, Rashi says it's equivalent, right? Kafirish. Then Yoshua bedach Rashi bekach da tofo uba betalmid Rabbi Yotam in betalmid Rinatam in Baba Kama. The Talmud being the Talmud, Kama, okay, you could look at it at home if you want, or you can take my word for it. But already when you read the Ritva, he says, and the Ramban says it works the Torah for Milvav Peh. You're getting the impression it's not Mukhrach anywhere in Shas, it's a theory. So, and if not, it's a theory that almost everyone accepts, and Halacha Lamaisa everyone accepts, but it's not necessarily a watertight theory. Because there are those who disagree. The Talmud reading Talmud is on top of Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph and Bava Kama.
According to the Ritva and the Ran, that Prusbul is an extension of the Din Torah Moshe Shteros of the Besen, would they hold that it works even when, if Shemitah is Ksafim is Midoraisa?
Pashtus, yes, because the Rabbanim use their Hefker Bez and Hefker power to overrule it. But that, you know, that's what was Rashi told, but I don't think that affects. Okay, now I want to, now we have these four shitas, I want to ask one other question about this. Yeah.
According to the lectures in Ram, they could be saying like the Ram, that the spirit doesn't just mean the spirit. They're feeling it to move out of that. Like, I'm saying the Ram is in the spirit.
Yeah, but their lushan is, you could take their lushan a little adopter, but keep in mind, I have no incentive to make it into the Rambam, because the Rambam is against, the Rambam is against the Tigray and the Yerushalmi. Notice, the Rambam is a little tricky, because he's against, seemingly against the Tigray and Yerushalmi, because what does this to bring the Yerushalmi say? Most of the will dead, and you can't solve the Kahan and the purple. Okay, that means there's at least some relationship. Okay, maybe the Rambam thinks. One of the mysteries that I'm still trying to figure out, that I haven't come up yet, why does the Rambam disagree with everyone else? Like, does he have some other sheet that force him to disagree with everyone else? Or are you just talking tomorrow? That is good homework for everyone. Anyway, now that we have these four sheets, possible, nafkamina. I also want to point out something the Rishas on the Mishnayos pointed out something fascinating, right? On Mishnayos in Shviyas, what did the Mishnah in Shviyas say? It says, what Gufa Shal Prozol? Mota and Ilochem is Phony Phony the Yom Shemakam Phony Shekol Kol Sheyeshli Sheikvenu Kol Man Sheeretze. I am moser to you that kol chov. I am moser to you that every chov I have, I can collect whenever I want. Is there another girsa in that Mishnah besides shekel chov?
Without the shin.
Without the shin, and we substitute something else, right? I don't know if I would notice that. If people didn't point out, the Rashash points this out, and he points out, look at the Ran and our sugya. Etz when the Ran Kol quotes the Mishnah, how does he quote the Mishnah?
Etz Kol Chov.
Exactly. Zel Kufishal Prozbol Shrayin Lechem Ploni Ploni Yonoshukum Ploni Etz Kol Chov Sheyesh Li Etzel Ploni She'egva Kol Zan Shiyurta. Mosrani Shet Kol Chov? I'm Moser to you that every debt can be collected now? Or I'm Moser to you every Chov? Right? Says the Rishash, he likes the Ran's Girsa. I mean, you have to go through all the Rishon to see who has which Girsa. There are two Girsos in the Mishnah and Shviyat, right? What's the machlok between the two Girsos in the Mishnah and Shviyat? L'chor, the machlok between the two Girsos in the Mishnah and Shviyat is the machlok between the Rambam and everyone else. What is most there, right? The Girsat a Mishnah. One there is now the Rambam. I don't know if the Rambam says explicitly what his girsa was. Maybe we can find out, but it doesn't matter. It's obvious. The Rambam works with What do you mean, moser shekel chov? I'm moser to you that I can collect my debts. I am moser to you that I can collect my debts. So what am I moser to you?
The declaration.
I'm moser to you the declaration that I want to collect my debt. I'm made as you testify for me that now I can give you that. That sounds like mashma, the moser equals made. I'm not moser to you something. I'm moser to you that something, right? Meaning, I am giving you information and you testify that something is true. Again, moser sheh is the language of mesirat meida, of hada. But what is the girth of the Ran? The girth of the Ran is moser es kol kol. I'm moser es kol to you, yeah. Right? Again, it could be your abundance, it's an extension of mesirat kol kol, but everyone else, mashma the mesira equals mesira kovos. Now again, maybe the mesira even calls balter because that's the extension of the rabbana. But that yourself, then it could be. Maybe you could say you heard my post in the rabbana and everyone else suffer. It's really hard to tell, but just to be honest, you know, if a rishon has a strong enough conceptual commitment to what he thinks the din is, even if the yours is not a good, he'll just say, okay, the wash is not a good, I'll say it. But maybe this really depends on the yours and the Mishnah. You have the yours of Moser Shekhokol, then the Mishira is Mishira of Ha'adah, of information that I want you to testify. And then it's just coincidentally you use the same root word, nothing else you're implementing. They both are Eskol-Kol. Moser Eskol-Kol is Moser Sharosa. That's Moser Sharosa. He's Moser Kol. Here's Moser Kol. Either it's the same thing in different words, or it's an extension. That's Moser Kol and Alpha. Okay, so it could be this is totally on the Girsa, and that's, you know, I assume that's what the Rashat had in mind. He says, but the Ron says Eskol-Kol, and that's a Girsa Nakona. You know, it's because of Sma. Sma already started discussing this. What Mesira means? Mean Mesira Kol or Mesira? Does it mean Mesira Kol or does it mean Mesira words? And he says, no, it means, and Lachor, there's the difference between the two, Gersos.
Rambam's Gersos is Shekel Chov, Perek Testi Yitches. Shekel Chov.
I mean the Rambam's Gersos in the Mishnah Torah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, great. The Rambam's Gersos, a good point, in the Mishnah Torah is,
it's Perek Testi Halacha Yitches.
Yeah, is Mosraim Chem Ploni Ploni Yom Shem Ploni Shekel Chol Shiyeshli, which makes sense. That should be the Yirsa of the Rambam. Right, the Rambam has the right Yirsa, and the Ran has the right Yirsa. Right, basically everyone has the right Yirsa. The Ran's Yirsa and Eskel Chol showing them the same thing. Okay, well, now the same thing extension. The Ran is the Yirsa of Shekel Chol in the Mishnah Torah. Test your test. That shows that it's not the same thing. The word moser is coincidental. You're just moser information that you want the person to be made on. Interestingly, they say for sure the Rebbe Bartholomew, which I want to get back to in a second. Okay, there's a lot to say about the about the state for Shtaro of the Re Bartholomew. Okay, total tangent. You want to hear what Bikias means? When I was a kid, the big politics was conservative Judaism ordained women rabbis. Okay, that was a big pit for conservative Judaism. When I was in Yeshiva. So someone asked Rav Rosenzweig one. I understand you have all your hashgafas why you're against the women rabbis. Is there any mucker and shach and rishonim against ordaining women rabbis? Again, don't bring anything from the Sanhedrin of Smicha. Masechta Sanhedrin was the old original smicha, right? It's the Moshe Rabbeinu that was batel since the 4th century. And nowadays, it's just like a shtar that the Rebbe gives the Talmud permission to be consulted if he opens in his lifetime or in front of him. So what's the big deal? So everyone like says, well, in all the Rishonim, I think the main mucker against giving smicha to women is this. There's a Reb Artzalon. He wrote a book that was once famous called Sefer Ethan. Maybe a little after Rashi. Very early Rishon. Sefer Ethan, and you can tell. I assume you can tell where he lived by his name. That was his main book, Sefer Ethan. Also Sefer Shtarot. It's like a handbook of like, I don't know, 100 odd Shtarot. If you ever need a star, you know, you'll just copy it out of here and fill in the names. And he has, of course, a Ksav Masmich, a Ksav Smicha. And in his Ksav Smicha, he said that you're going to don Bini Bonas. Like this, but you're seeing that even Yora means you can don Bini Bonas. And Tosfos writes that in the Rambam, right? Tosfos both say it's the Rambam, right? The woman is possible to be don Bini Bonas. Therefore, he changes Smicha to women because Smicha is Dayan is also connected to Bini Bonas. Okay. I was looking around the literature at the time, and Rav Shaul Lieberman Zatzal wrote a very harsh tshuva, a very, very harsh tshuva against women rabbis. And he wrote, and it's obviously usher, of course, in the Sefer HaShtoros, in the Rei Bartholomew, and it's Sab Masmech, where he writes that Smicha means that you're Masmech and Don Gini Momus as well. I mean, you can't have Smicha Yor without the Mimono, and a woman's possible to put off the Bishop of Arif, and therefore he takes Smicha as a woman facing the Sefer HaShtoros, the Rei Bartholomew. Needless to say, I never heard of the Sefer HaShtoros, but the Rei Bartholomew. The only person I went to really impressed that, did you know that this is a tshuva of Rachel Lieberman that says the same thing you said based on the Sefer HaShtoros, the Rei Bartholomew? He said, no, that's fascinating. I just thought it was the Sefer HaShtoros, the Rei Bartholomew. That's what Bikiyas means. If anyone ever says they know someone with Bikiyas, Bikiyas means that when a political issue comes up and you need to think through all the Rishonim to see if there's anything relevant, you remember the Sefer HaShtoros, the Rei Bartholomew. I know of at least two people with that level of Bikiyas Rishonim. Some of their own right. That was all irrelevant. In the principle, obviously, it's actually very useful. He goes in alphabetical order, the Rei Bartholomew. In his principle, he actually says very, very explicitly, he says, not only I'm giving you my kovos, the Yahavit Lomba Matnar Barga Midivin Arad the Isli, the Algabain are Shaysi Yatun, the Migli Kolstar Kov, the Havali Al Inish. Oh, just to make it clear. I don't have the keys in the state for sure for the Rei Bartholomew. I saw this quoted in the approach. I don't think it would be a mistake, just in case. Okay, says so basically, I give the Dayanim Dalet Amos my land, and the Kinyan Agav and the Dalet Amos my land, I marsh them to collect any star coal. I appoint them power of attorney over my star coal. So first of all, fascinatingly, what did he say? Al-Gabena, she lived meekly kol shtar chov da'avali al-inish. And then he says kol chov ki. First says kol shtar chov, then he says kol chov ki. Interestingly, I don't know what it means. He starts saying kol shtar chov, and then he says kol chov. So maybe he's like that toto. Maybe he's like that daya that it has to be shtar, but it's hard to tell. Anyway, what he does say, I make a kinyan to be most of my shtar chov. Principle is making a kinyan agav, right? I give karka, agav karka, and give other things. I make a kinyan to give my shtaros over to Ben. And technically, he's saying it's not giving as in a present, giving as an harshah, or some giving power of return over. So the Rei Bartholomew even goes further. He says, not only am I giving my kovos to Bezin and Principle, I actually have to do a kinyan agav to give my kovos to Bezin. It's not even enough to verbally give my kovos to Bezin, meaning, it's not that I can virtually give myself to bed by writing this piece of paper. I just don't have to handle the story physically. I can do a thing in agav. But that's very, very clear that he goes even further, right? The Rei Bartholomew goes further. The Rei Bartholomew goes further and requires you need Mesira Soro al yidei kenyan aga. That's going very far, obviously very different than the Rambam. Not just being made you something, but actually being a kenyan to give you something. Okay, I want to come back to that in a moment. The rebar. I actually have to give Bezdin a piece of land, meaning not physically, obviously, the copy kenyan aga that you can never finish the land over. I do a kenyan sudar to give them the land, or kenyan kesset to give them the land. And I got that, and I give them the hose. Okay, very, very radical stance that Rebbe Bar Tzvi. I've never actually seen anyone write that in a modern-day principle. Some modern-day principle of Kumra that I give all the people who own much land. That's a different thing. That's not one of Zion here. I've never seen that I make him, I go the best. I've never seen this Rebbe Bar Tzvi in modern times, but it's a very radical extension of the Ron's Girda. Okay, Chaim, please. Now I want to ask one other question. I want to ask three questions today. We have to ask at least two. First question is, what's the nature of relation between Kirsar and Benjamin? And first of all, and are there any nafkaminas of that? And how does that come from the myth, Kirsa of the Mishnah in Shvias, which actually, of course, well, she's up on the Rambam has the Girsa he should have, and the Ron has the Girsa he should have. Haven't checked everyone else, but some of you'll find one or two people who are locked out. Say I'm not going to die. But at the very least, so far, we're good. The second question I want to ask you this is, assuming Moshe, Shirotam, and Prutbol are the same thing, or are almost the same thing, everyone but the Rambam, how does Moshe, well, like, how does Moshe, Shirotam, and Lebedin work for Boy Shvita Tzavis? Why does Moshe, Shirotam, and Lebedin not a Shabbat? Which, for everyone but the Rambam, is the same question as why Prutbol not a Shabbat? The Prutbol is either identical or an extension of Moshe Shirot Lebedin. So why is Moshe Shirot Lebedin / Prutbol not Meshami? Which again, only the Rambam says they're totally unrelated. Everyone else says they're at least related. So we can ask this question together. After all, just as I gave my Shirot Lebedin, why does that mean that there's no Shemitah Tzavim? It's still a Chov and it's still Shemitah. You got the word, right? So anyone want to tell me why it's not Meshami? Well, what's the first thing you say to me methodologically before I start asking in the abstract why it's not Meshami? What should I read first?
Where am I getting Meshami first?
That's a very, very good point. Maybe we should do. You're right, but we're not so far. But start with this different, right? Because the drosho I don't think was not Meshami. Right, according to everyone, Barbasi, that's the right stuff. That's not about this. We need something. What's the popular? Share me, Yelaka, Tachicha, Tashmet, Yodeka, Lomos, and Shadow, Shiro, Tlemested. The problem is we're not exactly sure what that's what you mean. Share me, Yelaka, Tachicha, Tashmet, Yodeka, excluding Moser, Shiro, Tlemested. How does that exclude Moser, Shiro, Tlemested? Anyone want to suggest how those words exclude Moser, Shiro, Tlemested? So that is the Rambam. What does the Rambam think? Again, the Rambam is the only one who, what he says about Moshe Shiro Lebedin is not necessarily connected to the principle, right? But what does the Rambam say? Why does Moshe Shiro Lebedin work? He said, what you have on your brother, you have to be shamed. Here, what do I have on my brother? What Bezdin has against my brother is not what I have against my brother. Right? Shanaf to Bezdin, hey, sheesh, lo chavada. It's not yellow claw, it's yellow Bezdin, lo chicha. Only what I have, only money that I am owed, I can't collect. But Bezdin can collect. Here, it's not, I admit, it's not 100% clear what the nature of this Hector is. Some of the Achronim struggle a little, like, so fine. I did the Chobos to Bezdin. I'm not violating, I'm not saying, or use Rashi's words, which I assume the Rambam agrees with someone, I'm not doing one legal, right? I'm not collecting. Okay, but why is Bezdin Chayiv in Asher Yelacha Sachicha Tashmeit Yodecha? Right? Why doesn't Bezdin have to do Asher Yelacha Sachicha Tashmeit Yodecha? That is not the clear. Actually, the Mishnah Rishona, with the name of a series, on the Mishnayos that maybe the Havim even that anyone can collect like a third party loan and there's no mitzvah to stop it. If Ruin and Shimon's money, Levi can collect it because not Yelchai, it's not Pita. But that's only Havim, he says. No, one ever said that before. It must be that Ruin and Shimon's money, not only can Shimon collect it, Levi also can't collect it. But somehow Bezdin can, front of the Rabbi. Bezdin can. Who else takes the approach that the reason most of Shurukla Bezdin worked is because I'm not collecting Bezdin it?
Rashi.
Rashi all over. What does Rashi say? Right? Rashi says, he's not collecting. Ela Bezdin Yordan Lachasim. It's Bezdin who collects. Look, we have a Lord Yigos, and it's not called Lord Yigos. Again, Rashi's taking a different approach. He's working off different words in the Chumash than the Rabbi. Rashi thinks, I'm not no gay, that's it. And the Rabbi said, I'm not the one who had a Shlachicha, that's it. But they're both the same yisod. I think Rashi would agree with the Rambam's basic, approach, which is that the ikker is that it's not me, it's destiny. Changing the person, changing the party. That's the Rashi and the Rambam's approach. Okay. It could be that someone else takes that approach as well. I'm not sure. The Rashbam in Bava Basra, and Rashi all over Shabbos. This is about this, all the Rashi. We said we're not going to read all the same Rashi again. The Rashbam in Bava Basra takes that approach as well. In the Lashon HaRash, the Hilchos, the Moshe Rabbeinu, both of them, the Eulogos, I'm not collecting, well, really, it's not me, because I'm not collecting, you're from my way. They're collecting, not me. It's them, not me. It's Rashi focused on who's collecting. The Rambam focused on who the money is owed to. Who's holding the debt, as it were. But it's the change of party from me to best. And that's the approach of Rashi, the Rambam, following him, and their father really worked for it, folks. His grandfather here, even though a little bit of a dispute with him, possibly about Karka. And the Rambam. Let's just put it forward.
The who has been front of the fee all are shown in.
Let's be Rama. Obviously, I don't mean there might be one of the first ones like Rama, but I hope it's shown at least except the Rama. Ain't no Mishami. So one basic approach is because it's not me, it's Bezdin. The din is on me, and here I handed it over to Bezdin, right? And first of all, same thing, or at least an extension of that, right? This is, and then what would this sefray mean? And then we interpret this sefray, what's the parish of this sefray? The parish of the sefray would be after you get lefar below, after you get lebesdin. Right, that would be the share you look chalakas because I made your decha. But what bezdin has is achika. You don't have to be masked your decha, and that is the Rambam, and that is Rashi and the Rambam, although they're based on Logikos. Okay, the bit of a hitch here is that Bezdin not Chayav in Acharya Lefayet Achiva Tashmeh Yadaka and Logikos. For Rashi, it's not so difficult. So why doesn't Bezdin violate Logikos? Rashi keeps saying, I'm not no gay. It's Bezdin who's no gay. So why doesn't Bezdin violate Logikos? Why does Rashi say again and again? Because Hefker Bezdin Hefker, meaning I'm not collecting my debt. Bezdin's collecting. And you know what? There's no Isser Bo Yugot on Bezdin because Bezdin's not collecting because you owe money, so they have the right to collect. Bezdin's collecting because Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, because they can confiscate any money they want. There's no Lo Yugot of confiscating money, right? I mean, just obvious example. If you happen to only 752 shekels before Rosh Hashanah upcoming, and the next day, Bezdin decides that, I don't know, they saw you riding horse or a shana, so they give you a fine of 752 shekels. Not Lo Yugot. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. They're not collecting your money. They're the master of your money. They're allowed to be master of your money whatever they want. So I think for Rashi, it's easy. Since Rashi holds most of Shurah Sala Bezdin is Rabbanan, then it's very easy if you err, you know. And for Rashi, Bezdin is an over on Lo Yugot because they don't have to collect a debt. They have Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. If Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, then there not be no issue to pay your debt. They're confiscating your money. They're confiscating whatever they want. Obviously, it's not coincidence, but a logically it's coincidence. And this Rashi the Shitate that most of the Rosh Hashanah is Rabbanan. Rashi sounds like it's most, hey, Rashi, we don't write, but he couldn't have thought of good Hefker. Just not most of the Bezdin. Why does Bezdin have the right to go on Bero? Ah, it's Rabbanan. They're not doing a Bero. They're not collecting a debt. They're using Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Right? The Shitate. Again, I don't mean the Shitate complex. I'll put them to Rashi together. But then Rashi. The Mosar, the Mosar, the Rosa, but Bezdin, Nehani Rak Midrabanan. Okay, for the Rambam, it's for the Rambam, it is a little less clear. For the Rambam, it's a little less clear, but I think for the Rambam, you have to say the Gzeirat HaKasav. Asher Yelecha Et Achicha Tashmeit Yadecha. And Lecha Velo Bezdin. Now it's funny. I admit, look, meaning. There's lots of lechas in the Chumash, you might have noticed. Lechas or cha or et cetera. And the lechas, there's lots of drushas in Chazal about lechas. What do we often darshan from lechas? Shalcha and not. And that's it. Shalcha and not yours and not going is a common thing. Yours and not hectic, right? Those are the common things. Some like they're totally different ways of darshaning lechas in totally different contexts. We don't really find that. Bezdin is an exception to most lechas, right? We find Hektish and Goyim as an exception to lechah, not really Bezdin.
Aren't you doing that for the Oster Bezdin, the people that do the Oster Bezdin? Aren't they really doing the same
thing? Ah, that's interesting. The Oster Bezdin is something, it's not Darshan from lechah. But that's similar to the idea of Oster Bezdin, right? Again, without getting into, I'm not going to start with my pet. Okay. I'm not getting into politics now. It's actually not politics. I'm not even getting into halacha that some people call politics. That's, I have to say, everything in Israel is better than America. Everything, except for only one small thing. That in America, when people pasken halacha, they pasken halacha. When they talk politics, they talk politics. In Israel, when you pasken halacha, sometimes people think you're talking politics. So if you have a shita now, after the hero, and they're over there, and there, people think you're talking about Zion. So yeah, just be careful. It's the only bad thing in Israel. Everything else is better. The cucumbers are better, the people are better, the Torah is better, everything else is better. Except for that and Amazon Prime. But anyway, okay, so I'm not getting into halacha she's about the Bezdin nowadays. I will, you know, just point out that one has to have a separate halachic analysis of the modern day Oster Bezdin invented by the Chazon Ish, which is that the Oster Bezdin sells produce in the store versus the Oster Bezdin found in Chazal and Rishonim. Which is that they give it out, you know, from all according to their means and to all according to their needs. They give it out for free. But let's talk about the Oster Bezdin of Chazal and Rishonim, which is that I'm not allowed to hoard Shemitah produce. But Bez Din is a lot of Hort Shemitah approaches. Bez Din is a lot of Hort Shemitah approaches. Fascinatingly, right? And they don't offer it, right? If there's an Otzer Bez Din, and I say, I want a truckload of tomatoes. They say, too bad. What do you have? Seven people living in your house. Everyone gets 10 tomatoes. Take 70 tomatoes with them. We need for everyone else. That's against Shemitah. Right? Shemitah d'oraisa, if I have a field, chasvashal, I can't say, everyone only take what you need, restricted 5 tomatoes per person, you want to cure the well. No, and everyone's on their honor to know how much they collect and how long they keep it, et cetera. Okay, so, but that is an interesting question. Bez Din is allowed to do something that we are not allowed to do. Now, that might be a smaller hiddish, because you might just say that Bez Din represents everyone, and therefore they've just taken an equal amount for everyone already, but whatever. Okay, in any case, the Rambam seems the new drush here. It could very well be that we usually don't drush Darshan Lechadu to Bez Din, because usually, it could be that we usually don't through Darshan Lechadu to Bez Din, because a lot of these things are not things that Bez Din sort of had business doing. What makes good lacha? I'm chayiv in mafresh challah when I bake bread, but Bez Din is not chayiv in mafresh challah when I bake bread. What do you mean Bez Din baking bread? Like, if Bez Din has bread, then Lachor just belongs to someone. There's no rule of Bez Din in baking bread. There's no rule of Bez Din and, growing produce and Shumas the Maestros, or, you can imagine a lot of them. There's no rule of Bez Din in Lul Esrog, or I'm not sure that would apply, whatever. As opposed to here, when it comes to be a Solos, there is a rule of Bez Din, meaning the Torah did put Bez Din in charge of being Gova Kolos, right? The Torah does, but so it could be that. Usually you don't find Lachor excluding Bez Din, because it's not something where Bez Din has a chalos, has a status about. We don't say, I'm so fake that exclude Bez Din from Rosh Hashanah, because there's no place in the Torah where Bez Din is supposed to be baking bread. If they do bake bread, maybe they're just doing it as private individuals or on behalf of someone. And then we just say, what are they doing on behalf of? As opposed to Bez Kobos, which is not at the dinner. Then the Shabbos on Mishpat Tzedek, really this morning, includes Bez Kobos. So it could be that where there's a halot for Bez Din, such as Bez Kobos, then Lachor can exclude Bez Din also, where there's really a status to Bez Din. I think that's the finish of the Rambam. The finish of the Rambam is Rashi just said, it's excluding Bez Din, because Bez Din is not being no Bez Kobos. Bez Din doing Hefker, Bez Din Hefker. And since they have Hefker, Bez Din Hefker, they're not doing anything that has to do with what the Torah is talking about.
I think that there's also a conceptual support in the context of the whole din. You're talking about achicha and penyem levavcha b'lial. These are all things ariyewal. These are all things that are not nogea bichlal to the entity of a bezdin, but rather an interpersonal relationship.
Correct. Achicha might imply more interpersonal. I think of that. Now, again, not that Bezdin's not a Hindu, they're not going in, but also, it's not that Bezdin's a guy, but that Bezdin's not an ach, Bezdin's an institution or something, perhaps also based on Achicha. The Rambam doesn't say explicitly. He seems to focus more on the Lachah, perhaps also the Achicha. And again, I'm saying, so why don't we have Lachah being my Bezdin and everything else in the Torah? Because everything else in the Torah, there's not really a Chalos Bezdin. Only to be as close as Chalos Bezdin. Maybe Achicha, maybe Arachicha. That's definitely possible. In any case, that is one approach. However, who has a totally different approach to this Sifrei? As a matter of fact, not the only different approach, but a different Gerson of Sifrei. Did you notice? Different Gerson of Sifrei? Again, it's hard to tell when, I admit. I can't prove to you what's one of the different versions of the fray, or whether the thin Gerson box was so close to them with the favorite ones that they copy over the Sephra and if it had a different Gerson. But it doesn't really, if someone wants to be an action, if you want to be stubborn, you can always be stubborn and I'll say, I don't care. But here, all they've done is focus the fray differently. You want to say, maybe they're the same Gerson as the fray, they just quote it differently because it costs them what it meant. So in the end, it comes down to the same thing. But possibly the different Gerson. What's our Gerson as the fray? Our Gerson is to pray is Rabosai. Two drushes from the same words. Right? Remember that was Tosas Heter and Rashi to say one was an Asbata? Or it says the Tifrei, What you have a right to collect from your brother, but not if it's already in your hands, not if it's already collected. Therefore, if you're already holding a maskon, there's no shemitah. So below shall achicha be adecha, lafuke maskon. Next rush of the same words. Es achicha tashmei yodecha, v'lamoser shuros lebezden. Interestingly, the truth is an argument in the Sifrei, it seems to be from achicha. It doesn't say lecha, right? Es achicha tashmei yodecha, from achicha, not bezden. So told the Rambam, I think it's focusing more on lecha, maybe on achicha based on the Sifrei, because our Sifrei says achicha tashmei yodecha. Two different drushas. One, the my maskon, and we all know why is that I lend you money to take a maskon for you. Why is it I'm shaming? Because I've already collected. Not that I technically already collected, but I'm already holding the money. I have your maskon. And another drusha about Moshe Shor Tzlobetin. What's the relationship between the two drushas other than they come from the same pasuk? Perhaps nothing, right? What does the Rambam say the relationship between drushas? Nothing. One is about already being collected. The other is about which party is a party to this collection. Meaning, Mavala Mashkon is not Mashamik because I already got your money. And most of us will bet that Mashamik because I'm never giving your money. Destiny. And that's based on the frame. Fine. But how does already post quote our the phrase, strangely enough. Postal quote to the phrase says, Asher yelecha techicha techme yadecha velo shel achicha biyadecha. Mikan amru artosat amal v'chaver lamatur moshur shlebez den ein machmitim. I apologize, I keep going back to the same postal, but every line is a big fit. The mikan amru, what is Kavitz quote to the phrase? He combines them into one drusha. Asher yelecha techicha techme yadecha velo shel achicha biyadecha. Not if shel achicha biyadecha we've already collected. Mikan amru Moshe Shoros Lebezdin and Novel of Mashkin and Mashami. Most of the phrase sounds like it's one din. Moshe Shoros Lebezdin and Novel of Mashkin are the same thing. You know why it's not Mashami? Because Achicha B'Yadecha Kfar you've already collected. That's equating Moshe Shoros Lebezdin with Novel of Mashkin. The hedger is because you've already collected, not because someone else is collecting. Totally different approach. Who else has this gear sub? Before you quote me, who said it straight out, Mefurish, the Rishoni Sfarad. The Rishoni Sfarad also have, I lean this way, they say, Kan Amru, Ezachiz, Meit Yodecha, Sheilacha, Ezachiz, Meit Yodecha, Kan Amru, Moshe, Shurus, Lubez, Nomad, Lamashka, Nim Shamit. But in the Ritva Makos, it is very, very explicit. The Ritva Makos says things are told. It says, Sheilacha, Ezachiz, Meit Yodecha, who's the brain? The Ritva and Makos and Kostos have the Yirsa that is still a Chicha B'Yadecha. And the Rishonei Sfarad here are very close to that Yirsa. Right? If you look at the Ramban right here, his Yirsa in the Sifrei is Asher Yelecha Techicha Deshmet Yadecha. Below, oh no, here, same thing. Below shall achicha biyadecha. Yotza hamav ala mashko amos shurus lebez the same mishmitin. The Ramban here has the exact same girsa, right? And the when the Ran quotes the Sifrei, also a sheyelacha techiyot biyadecha below shall achicha biyadecha. Yotza hamav ala mashko amos shurus lebez the same mishmitin. Basically, the Ritva, the Ramban, the Ran, and our Tosfos all have a different girsa than we have in the Sifrei. Their verse is right that below shall achicha biyadecha, mikan amur mavel chaver lamashkon, that most assured will bez then ain't not defeated. Yet with mavel chaver lamashkon, it's kosher achicha biyadecha. Hence, that was their verse to pray. But that verse to pray, it is a totally different svara. Well, so what's the svara? The svara is, it's a gavoy svara. It's as if you already collected. And that is the Girsa Kosos here, and the Ramban and the Ritva. I'm sure you can find more people to look.
this phrase, which says the low shall achicha the yodecha, etc. Everyone has a kirsa, but our sefer only has a mamal lachta. And around by everyone say this is most of the best, and that's not already collected, that's just someone else is collecting, not you. Different purpose, not already done. But their yursa is, and this is very explicit. Who makes this the most explicit possible? The Ritvin Mako says Ritvin Mako. It is already collected. When you look at your goats, you already did know this. You already collected it. What's the fact? The fact is that when I'm most, sort of kala omeid, when I'm most sure it's the bezdin, when I'm doing my most sure it's the bezdin, I'm saying bezdin, judge my case right now. And if bezdin takes my sharos and says, look, I can't judge your case if you don't give me the sharos. But if you give me the start, I'm judging your case, and I'm already postulating that you're right, and that the money's yours. Bez then can, you don't even have to raise an heifer here, right? Because that one thing's the right stuff. You don't even have to raise an heifer for Bez then to give someone money that they deserve. Right? You owe me money, I go to Bez then. You don't even have to raise an heifer. I go to Bez then, you owe me money, Bez then you decide right now your money's already mine. It's already collected. Right? It's already nuggets for Omega, it's already collected. That's what they call nagus ve'ome. The double fire in the Lashon Ritva is nagus ve'ome. It's already collected, is the Lashon of the Ritva in Matos. That's a totally different way of understanding a most short Lebesin and Trunkal, if we assume it works in that similar way. Give me 1 second. Works. And the Rosh Mishans, again, some of these people are talking about Moshe Rosh Lebesdin. Some of them are talking about, first of all, like the Rambam are talking about Moshe Rosh Lebesdin. The Rashi and the Rambam are talking about Moshe Rosh Lebesdin and Prozol, because they think it's the same thing. Tosos and everyone else here is talking about Moshe Rosh Lebesdin. The Ritva here is talking about Moshe Rosh Lebesdin. The Rosh Mishan says this about Brutal. But again, everyone but the Rambam, the same thing. Says the Rosh Mishan, he says, and he brings a proof. What's the din? Top of the line, Zion and Aleph. You can only write a Brutal if the person owes you money. You can only write a Brutal if the person owes you money has
Karka.
Why can I only write a Brutal if the person owes me money has Karka? Says the Rosh Mishan. I'm not saying the first one. Says the Rosh Mishan on the Mishnah in Shviyas, Elam Kin Yishol Karkalova, the Oz Koshavakov Kigogoi Biad Bezdin, the Lo Karina Le Lo Yigos, Ukamil Vashishal of Mashkon. He says, because then the Chov can be considered already Gogoi, like you're holding a Mashkon, and once they're already Gogoi, there's no Lo Yigos. Not in the Lo Yigos, someone else being Gogoi. No Yigos is already Gogoi. What's the point? The point is very clear that let's say, Yehuda owes me money. He owes me a thousand shekel. I'm more Israeli, $1,000. He owes me 1,000 shekel. So he owes me 1,000 shekel. I go to Bezdin. Let's say he only has Metalflin. Bezdin said, you know what? If you've already, the Metalflin is already yours. Okay, if you learned anything last year, what determines who's holding on to Metalflin? Trick question? Who's holding on to Metalflin? Right, Metalflin, someone told me. I can be most of my source of the Bezdin, and they can say all the magic words they want. Lamaisa, I'm not already holding Yehuda's Metalflin. He's holding them. I haven't already. It's hard to say I've already collected Metalflin because Metalflin are held by someone. There's stuff, and I'm not toping them. However, Karka is a different story. You can't be toping Karka. No one holds Karka. The Karka holds up. We don't hold the Karka, right? Hold up, crowd. I can't hold a karka. What determines who's holding karka? Not who's physically holding it. Who is titled to it? Karka meila, the achiza of karka, right? Last year we grappled with this. The tfisa of karka, the achiza of karka, the chazak of karka is not who's holding it. You can't hold karka. It's who has legal title to it. That's the kind of thing that Bezdin can just do in the blink of an eye. I give my shirt to Bezdin. Bezdin says, you know what? We accept your shirt now. If your hole is already good, boy. And you already have his karka. I'm not holding his karka. No one's ever holding karka.
Karka is just a matter of title search of who Bezdin says owns it. There's no tfisa by Karka. And therefore, it makes sense by Karka they can go with Dami, because whoever has a court record they have the right to Karka is holding the Karka. By Metatlin, you can't say you can go with Dami. I might have the right to be Gove, but I haven't been Gove because Karka. What's the lesson of Shas all over? Whenever Shas wants to Metatlin, can Karka Metatlin. What do they always say? Metatlin is Mechutar. Gubaina, and Karka is not Mechutar Gubaina. You only tell them Mechutar Gubaina. I'm still missing the collecting it. I still haven't collected it. Karka's not Mechutar Gubaina. You can't collect it. It's just automatically collected. And that's exactly what you're going to be doing. Mechutar Gubaina is a phrase found all over Shas. So that is exactly what the Rosh Mishan said. That is Kid Golden Dummy to be an Abba Rosh Mishan.
Although Rebbe, the Rosh Mishantz weakens it in the continuation because he says it's a filu atzitz, not good.
So then he says it can even be very weird kinds of karka, etc. You're right, he weakens it. At a certain point, I might say one of two things. Either A, this is, we'll see many weaknesses, but this is one of the weakest rules in Shach, that you can only write a proof of the other guy at Karka. We have a very liberal, broad interpretation of what it means to the other guy at Karka. That'll be discussed explicitly in my Daf and Zayin. But it just, if I can, let me give the easiest way to answer that. He's talking about Prozbol, which might be an extension of Midrabanan. Okay, Midrabanan, when they extend it to say that you don't need that they can extend it into bonus times Karka. But the idea is still there. This nafkamina here is, everyone agrees in close with Prozbol Elo Akarka. What might the nafkamina be? And this nafkamina is really mefurish in everyone. What is a nafkamina? And then I will have the end. Oh, and quote you the Bartholomew and Rav Lichtenstein. The Nafkamina might be why, if not even does, Lam Zayin Rav Aleph says, give me a second. Ain Kosman Prozbol, if that one is not the Mishnah, Ain Kosman Prozbol Ala Karka. You only make Prozbol if a little bit, not the mouth, a little bit of Karka. Why? Lama Ain Kosman Prozbol Ala Al Hakarka. Why? You only write Prozbol on Karka. So says the Rosh Mishan, that's Poshet. The whole point is that it could go with Dami. I said maybe Prozbol is Rabban an extension of could go with Dami. You still need some basis, says the Rosh. Because Karka ain't no, to use Yehuda's Lashon, Makoster, Gubayna. Karka is not Makoster Gubayna, so could go with Dami. By the top of the heart state, could go with Dami. Okay, who can't give that answer? Who can't say his Karka is more Kigobi Dummy? How about Rashi, right? Rashi can't give that answer because Rashi says that it's not Kigobi Dummy. Most of the social beds and the just as someone else collecting. I mean, Rashi says it's not already collected, just as someone else is collecting, not me. If it's not already collected, then who cares with Karka Metalcolin? So Rashi should have to find another explanation for why in Kosman Ala Karka.
Yes.
And does Rashi disappoint us? No. Rashi does, right? Later on in our sugya, but we put in our spot on the Makor sheet. What does Rashi say? What's the reason? Because first of all, in Rabbanan, Mils is Shchicha Gavri Rabbanan, Mils is Lo Shchicha Lo Gavri Rabbanan. Lending money to someone without Karka is Mils is Lo Shchicha. Okay, it's interesting question. What about Netflix days, et cetera? You know, is it quite the same as Milta Shchicha? Karka is quite the same as it once was. But it doesn't matter. Certainly in their days. And again, I don't mean lending to someone without Karka with Milta Shchicha. Like if you're in the shuk and your friend wanted to buy orange juice and he said, you have an extra 20 shekel to lend me, I'll pay you back later. Of course you do that Karka. But they didn't make it out of protocol because they want to lend someone 20 shekel to buy orange juice. Right? You can afford it to be mocked. That was for like real long. You know, I take my life savings and I lend it to you. Who's going to do that if the guy doesn't have Karka? You're right. You could say that it doesn't apply to Milbal Peh. Theoretically, it's obscure Shita. It doesn't apply to Milbal Peh. You could say, because it's multiple Shita also, if you wish. You could say all kinds of fancy things. Correct. The just since it's an obscure shita anyway, and I have one explanation that seems to match, then I don't intend to find an explanation. But basically, what do you have to say? Rashi says he has to give a technical reason. It has nothing to do with how the crucible works or how Shmuel Shmuel Bezim works. What's the technical reason? Milsa Miloshita. The Rabbanan didn't make their Tefana Milsa Miloshita. It's Miloshita, the guy doesn't have Taka. There's a document technical reason, but we know our Rashi has to hear it because Miloshita of how he thinks it works in the first place. Interestingly, the Rashbam sort of has his cake and eats it too. The Rashbam starts with Rashi, and then he says, but you know what? This is in Drabanan. Call Mashi Yukhul Kham Latak and Flodium near and over the Rejor Tinu. They tried to do as many things as possible to make it not seem like it's so against the Torah. And then he quotes his grandfather. He says, you know what? It's really because it's like as if you already collected. Oh, my sheep is like my grandfather. That it's because they didn't collect it, not me. He says, you know what? They did two things. You know, they did it in two different ways. Look like it's not a violation of Shmita's stuff in. So he says that, like he sort of combines that, right? He sort of combines it. Says the Rashbam, they gives even the Rashi, you can say the reason of the Rosh Mishan, because they added in anything they could. They just throw in lots of things, even if they're not all in the same direction, that are going to make it look okay and look like something against the Torah. So really, the reason it works is better than like that. You know, but they also threw in that the land so it should look like a hospital. He sort of combines both. But Pashas do it fine, and then I don't even know if he stated that I was done. He says, then I found my grandfather said, and maybe in the end he's going with his grandfather. I just want to end with one fascinating rebar's warning, and that will have to end.
The
Rambam doesn't give us, I'd be very curious what the Rambam thinks. The Rambam's pretty easy. He's purple different from most of the lesson anyway, but the real answer is that I don't know. I don't know where the Rambam does not give me a lot of clues as to why, as to why, I mean, the Rosh Hashanah is right here. You go with that. And the Rambam does not comment here.
Can I ask something about the Rambam?
Yes. But then I need time for Reba Barzaloni before everyone stones me. So it's quick.
So you want to do the Reba Barzaloni first, that's fine.
Okay, fine. The Reba Barzaloni is something fascinating in his Prozbul, which I haven't seen in the Prozbul. I looked at the Prozbul written by Rabbi Yoshua. I looked at the Prozbul written by Rabbi Vadya. I looked at the Prozbul written by Rabbi Manfested. I looked at the Prozbul written by, you know, all the big rabbis you've heard of nowadays. None of them have this except for Lichtenstein's Prozbul, which I found in Rabbi Moshe Shmita book. He writes the Prozbul that Rabbi Lichtenstein gave him that he thought was a proper nusach for the Prozbul. And you know, Lichtenstein's a bit of a brisker. I don't know what the brisker's Prozbul looks like. And briskers like to throw in and be mocker for all kinds of rishonim. So you have a chiddush in Rabbi Lichtenstein's Prozbul that I didn't find. I went online. I found like 20 Prozbuls of every Bezdin of this and the Bezdin of that and et cetera. They decorate this and this and that. And no one had this Lashon except for Rav Lichtenstein. but it's based on, here we are, Prozbul Nosach Rav Lichtenstein. It's very long. It's definitely went twice as long as anyone else did. Also, Lichtenstein Lashitate. What does the Reb Barzaloni say, fascinatingly? He said that Shtar Prozbul, that Anu, Jason, Chastum, Lamata, Kach, Haya, Shabbat, Lefanenu, Ploni, V'Amr, Lepli, you probably have all this someplace in the Sifta. I think the Sefer Trumos actually quotes much or all of this language from the Reb Barzaloni, but I didn't get a chance to check the Sefer Trumos. So I just found this at 2 a.m. last night. Under based on Hakum and Lamacha, Kachay, Shabbat, Panay, Nuponi, Rabbosai, And yesh lichom adal ponim yopanim imosu lachem mili prozlov v'yahavis lichom b'matana arba garmidi ben arde isli. I'm giving you dollar amas of karka and kinyan ago. I'm giving you all my shtaros. That's not a reluctant. I said that language, not in anyone. Two chidushim. Nobody says you have to be mata or marsha, give power of attorney for kinyan aga to the bezdin. I can find it anyway. Then the next thing he says is, umayata havli daimi v'tegbu v'takbulu li. You collect it for me. The imlo tegbu stam. And if you don't collect it, you should collect it. If you don't collect it, may I have to give it to the go over. Then once I give it to the principal, I can collect it. You collect it. And then, yeah, but if you don't collect it, then like I'll collect it. Here I'm adding some words for you, as it were. He adds, look, you collect it, not me. And if you don't have time, then I'll fill in. What's this lesson? You collect it. I haven't found it again. You look at Rabbi Yosef's prosbol, Rabbi Yosef's prosbol, Ida Haredes' prosbol. I haven't found this lush in anyone's prosbol. But in Rabbi Lichtenstein's prosbol, it says that I take it back. He has a part of the Dalai Lama's also. Rabbi Lichtenstein's book, the whole thing in Bartholomew. He said, maybe. I have to check. I was looking at the other version of this book. Okay. It says, Harini Makna Lam Matana Vikinin Lyom Arba Amsayar Shesha Agatha Mari Marshall on the Gospel Teachly. When we ask you, Hame the Yami Lubishvili, the Imloni Bu Hame, if they don't, they should collect it. And if they don't collect it, may I have to keep trying to build that Egba Nikochov, if they can collect it and I'll collect it. That is exactly, again, we're listening to the only poem. I'm sure there are others. I just checked whatever I can find on Google and my own original. He's the only one who has this love to regret the moment. You collect it. And then he adds, that I will. That lechora only works if there's one derech. If the point is that it's already collected, what do you mean you collect it if not I will? It's already collected. Not that collected. You already collected it and you already gave it to me. That lechora makes no sense according to the Ritva and Tosfos, etc. So how about nafkamina would be the added lechora? What do you add of the Riyabar Tzolomi? The added lusher of the Riyabar Tzolomi. Why would he add lusher when they cut out the goof of the first bowl? Apparently, thought that was the goof of the first bowl, but there's really more to the first bowl. So here, then, that would make sense, right? Nika, the Tosefet of Atem Pigbu. Yeah, you have to collect it, not me. How come I'm going to collect it? I'm Chasson Lakhazu. You're going to collect it. And if you don't collect it, I'll help you out. But that makes perfect sense. The whole point of I'm not collecting it anymore, it's your business, not mine. Oh, we regard to bothered. The whole way it works with Rashi and Rama, I'm not collecting it, you are. But I'm going to collect it. And so, no, you're going to collect it. I'll just do it if you don't have time. And why get that in? Because he was stuck. He was obviously a Rashi and Rama man. Not that he knew Rashi under the Rambam, because before the Rambam, he didn't get a copy of Rashi. But, no, the low style. Like, well, right? Obviously, the points I already collected, I didn't even struck me with what now, but it's already collected. So that would be enough for me now. The reimbursement, the low stone, if you say it's already collected, it's already collected. But if you say the way it works is because, no, it's not already collected. I'm not the collector you are. The reimbursement is bothered. Yeah, but I am the collector. After a show, I'm going to collect it. The answer is no, you're going to collect it. I'm just going to add, you're too busy. The reason he was forced to have that lost him because he took the approach of Rashi and the again, the Rambam didn't say this about Purple necessarily. The Rambam said it's the most purple mess, but he took this approach. So he's going to read Barcelona, which is found in the lifting purple. Okay, I have no idea which purple we're going to use.
And correct. At the end of the day, when I collected provisions and they didn't do it, there's no problem with loading those.
Right, because I'm not collecting, business is collecting, and I'm just helping them out. Now you'll say it's a bit of a legal fiction. So Kobe, it's a drabon on a bit of a legal fiction, right? Me drabon makes sense to a legal fiction. But weirdly, yes, you are wrong. The language of mission, I will collect it. Why do you throw in you collect it if not I'll collect it? Why can't you the right to throw in something if not in the mission? Because yeah, this is factual. Because yes, he said how it worked. He obviously had a piece of light rocking around on how it worked. There's no choice but to throw an extra lesson. Obviously, it's what the Mishnah meant. Okay, what we didn't get to yet is Shmita and Yovel, etc. So we'll have to pick up Amir Tashem next time. Those who are new to this year, everyone will smile and chuckle from the old guys when they hear me share big tradition with you, that I almost never get to everything I want to get to, because I always say I'm going to go very, very fast and not waste time getting excited. And then I always waste time getting excited about it. So anyway, we'll pick up Amir Tashem. The next thing we'll pick up with is we're going to keep this in our back pocket. Because we're going to talk about first of all, and she's going to stop in, but we're going to take a little detour and talk a lot about this long Tosfos and the Rashi about the drop of Rebbe. So again, finish up what was called number 3 in the Makor sheet or something. Right, we didn't get 3 in the Makor sheet about what's this funny drop of Rebbe. What does it mean? Does Matcha Batari Karka Tomashami Ksofna Yatomashami Karka Yatomashami Ksofim? Oh, we're going to talk about that. Obviously, I'll send out more Makoros. This is just the beginning of the Makoros on them, but for now, finish up number 3 and I'll send out more Makoros, even the back here. There's a very important Balamor and Mohamos. About this Indian, and also that this Russia, this Rebbe is very, very big in modern Yalakamites that has a fear controversy as well, which is why the Beis Halevi has a 20-page shuv about it. Okay, we continue. Be'ezrat Hashem.
Can I ask something now?
Yes, you can ask as much as you want. I'm here all day.
Okay. I also have something to ask.
Okay. Rishon, Achron, Achron.
So, two things. First of all, the Rambam in the Sifrei brings the 2 drashas, one for Malbal al-Mashkon and the second one for Moser Shteros of Lubezdin. The Rambam, both in the Mishnah Torah and the Sefer and the Pirush HaMishnah, doesn't bring a drasha for Malbal al-Mashkon Bichla. He brings Sfora, basically the same Sfora, but without the Pasuk, and he brings the pasuk only for Moser Shteros of Lubezdin. I don't know if that's significant or not, but that's the first remark. The second remark that I want to make is that maybe this the Rashi and the Rashbam bring the pasuk Lo Yigos, and the Rambam brings the pasuk from the Sifrei on Asher Yelecha. It may be connected to Machlokas and Minyan HaMitzvos. It's very hard to know what Rashi and the Rashbam do with respect to Minyan HaMitzvos. But the Rambam has an asay and a lav with respect to Shmitas Ksofi. And Rashi seems to only mention the lav. I just wonder if he would have done, it's purely speculative, if he had been interested in Minyan HaMitzvos, he would only count it a lav and not an asay and a lav.
That's a fascinating speculation. Fascinating. It's an interesting speculation. I don't have anything to add.
I wanted to on the same concept of Asher Yelecha et Achicha Tashmet Yadecha. I noticed the Mishnah Rishona that you mentioned the Makoros. He says about Rashi Al Korach Mashma Delav Mikra Et Achicha Ati Ala Dim Kain Eino Mishum Hefke Beitin. I don't know. I wanted to say something different. Is it crazy to say that lo yigos, when it's not really collected yet, it's not gavui, lo yigos means, are you going to be nogeis or not? So you have an iser to be nogeis. Beitin, I don't know, Beitin doesn't have the iser. But what actually cancels the existence of the chov is necessary to use hefker, Beitin, hefker against the asay of shamot et achicha tashmet yadecha. And that's a totally different, because otherwise I didn't understand in Rava why Rashi on the Dibra Maschel of Rava on Lamed Vavam Bet, he mentions that according to Rava, he mentions also Hefker Beit and Hefker after he mentions the fact that Rabbanan are, it's Shemitah Deoraita.
I thought he was saying a Shemitah is not right. So what right does Hillel have to make it not Shemitah? He uses Hefker Bez and Hefker at that right.
Hefker Bez and Hefker, right. And there he doesn't, I just